Hi, Amy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm calling about my mom. She's been on metoprolol for about a year and a half, and it causes extreme fatigue.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, just would it be possible? She's got another problem, too. She has hyperparathyroidism. She has a calcium level right now that's 11.3.
Oops.
And when she was in the hospital 8 years ago, I talked to the doctor there and I said, look, her doctor won't do a level. Will you do a parathyroid level and an ultrasound? And he did, and they found a little tumor. But
yeah.
They didn't operate on it because the doctor, the ENT doctor at the clinic where she went to, was afraid to because of her age.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if she switched, if I could get her doctor to switch her, if it's even possible, to Cartizyme. It's a calcium channel blocker. Would that help?
It might, ma'am. Now, you're quite right that metoprolol makes a lot of people fatigued. What it does is block adrenaline and block noradrenaline, and those are the things that give us when we want to get energized and get going. You heard about them in depression, for example. Yeah, so it does make a lot of people fatigued. Now, Cartizem works by blocking calcium channels, as you just said, but you probably know this, but I'm going to repeat it.
Okay.
Magnesium happens to be nature's calcium channel blocker.
Yeah, I got her on a lot of that.
Yeah, however,
yeah.
Doing the Cartizem too would be kind of, superfluous, because you already got your calcium channel blocker going. Mm-hmm. Now, that is if her intracellular magnesium, inside the cell magnesium levels are okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, if they are, then you're doing just fine with magnesium. But it does happen let me ask a key question that will tell us possibly whether she has enough intracellular magnesium. Does she cramp very often in her muscles?
No. Once in a while when she's sleeping, but not very often.
Not very often.
No.
Okay. Can't say for sure, but she's probably all right then.
Yeah.
So there are many other natural things that help to lower blood sugar. Does she happen to have, or is there in the family anywhere, any type 2 diabetes?
Oh, you mean blood pressure.
You're quite right. Blood pressure.
Yeah,
I said that wrong.
Yeah, blood pressure. Her father had diabetes, but she's just had all those levels checked, and she's fine.
Ma'am, I don't believe that if her father had type 2 diabetes, because before you ever get type 2 diabetes, if you happen to be a direct descendant of somebody, you happen to very, very likely have insulin resistance. It just has, or metabolic syndrome, and it hasn't turned into type 2 diabetes yet. And that whole complex of insulin resistance and prediabetes and all that, even though you don't have it right now, can drive your blood pressure up. So what she really needs, please, go online and look up two things. There's a book by Dr. Joseph Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, called The Diabetes Epidemic in You. It's inexpensive. It's paperback. It's short. I like that. Okay, secondly, go to the Meridian Valley Laboratory website and read about the Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, prediabetes test.
Okay.
That's a test that will find if you're going to have diabetes 20 to 30 years before you have it. I am not kidding. You can find all the reasons for that in Dr. Kraft's book. And that Kraft prediabetes test can be done by drawing blood and after swallowing sugar, but it also can be done with a finger stick. You don't have to get your blood drawn. And that'll tell you if there's any prediabetes there. If there is, and I'm not saying there is, but her dad did have diabetes apparently. If there is, that, until it's under control, the blood pressure is going to stay up.
Well, her blood pressure is fine, but you know what? She's only 90 pounds.
She's taking the metoprolol, isn't she?
Yeah. She's really thin.
Well, here's something else then, ma'am. I agree. That mitigates against, that says that probably we don't have any type 2 diabetes right now if she's that 90 pounds. But then the next thing that comes into the picture, ma'am, happens to be weak adrenal glands. When you're 90 pounds in a woman, you're likely to have weak adrenal glands. And if your adrenal glands are weak, here's what happens. The cortisol isn't made in adequate quantities because the adrenals are weak. And so to fight stress, our bodies have to keep making too much adrenaline. And guess what? Too much adrenaline drives up our blood pressure.
Oh, sure.
And guess what? That's blocked by metoprolol.
Oh.
So maybe you've just told me what's going on here.
Okay.
Sounds like she needs to see a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can have her get the test. It's a very simple one. You collect the urine for 24 hours, look at the cortisol, cortisone, and all the downstream metabolites. And if she happens to have, ma'am, if she happens to have weak adrenals, then it is safe. And there's a book on this I could tell you about, but not right now.
Okay.
It is safe to use low-dose cortisol. And what that does is it does not suppress the adrenal glands. It supplements them And that way the adrenal glands don't have to make so much adrenaline, and that way the blood pressure comes down.
Oh, I like that.
So check with a doc who knows about that, ma'am. Sound,
okay.
Because any lady that's 90 pounds, I'm sorry, but she's very likely to have weak adrenals.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay, bye.